chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. We're going to talk about tonight the blessings of obedience.
Amen. Thank
I got one amen. We're going to talk about tonight the blessings of obedience. The blessings of obedience. Amen. How many know obedience, it carries, amen, blessings behind it. Amen.
Amen.
And obedience simply means to obey. This can't get no simpler than that. It just means to obey. Amen. Means to obey. Amen. Obey who? Obey the Lord. Amen. Being obedient unto the Lord and obedient unto them that have the rule over you, even on your jobs. Obeying your supervisor at the church, obeying your leaders, pastors, or whoever. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And the blessings, obedience, it has a lot of blessings that comes along with obedience. The same as being disobedient has a lot of consequences that comes behind being disobedient. We all can look in our life, amen, even before we came to Christ and even after we're with Christ, of things that we were disobedient about and about consequences upon us, amen. About some terrible consequences upon us being disobedient. I can look at my life and you can look in your life and see maybe where things could have been different or been better if you walked in obedience, whether you're saved or unsaved. Amen. So obedience has a bountiful many blessings behind obedience. Okay, starting at the 28th chapter of the first verse of Deuteronomy reads, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all, can I hear somebody say all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth." We're talking about obedience, being obedient unto the Lord. It said, "And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently." Hearken diligently means to do it, amen, all the time. To be attentive and to be persistent in anything. Being constant, amen. Obeying the Lord, not sometime. Obeying the Lord as much as you can, amen. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We don't always cross every T. We don't always dot every I. But the Lord expects us, when we don't do something right, to get it right. Amen. Not to just wallow into things that you shouldn't wallow into. You know you made a mistake. You know you didn't do this right. You know you didn't do that right. You know you didn't listen to the Lord, obey the Lord. And he expects you to not continue to be disobedient, but to be obedient, to obey him. Amen. And it says, "And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe." In other words, to observe means to take notice, amen, to follow, amen, to obey, to heed, to honor, to observe, to be aware of what God is saying. Take heed to it, follow it, keeping to obey. To honor, in other words, to acknowledge, to observe, to acknowledge what God is saying, to acknowledge his laws, to acknowledge what he's saying to you, and to do it, to observe and to do all his commandments, not some of his commandments, not serve the Lord the way we want to serve the Lord. And that's what a lot of people do today. They serve God to a certain extent. They do what God say do over here, but they do what they want to do over there. Amen. It's like in and out. Serve God over here. Do what you want to do over there. Serve God over here. Do what you want to do over there. Intentionally, some people, that's the way they serve God. So that's why their life is rocky the way it is. Because they're on a roller coaster. They're not on a straight road. They have you have to have a mind and a spirit, an open spirit, to obey the Lord. You cannot obey the Lord with a closed spirit. A closed spirit means I shut down on the inside. I'm not listening to anything. I'm not going to obey anything. If you don't listen to anything, you sure can't obey it. You have to have ears to hear. The Bible says, he that have ears, let him hear. hear down in your ear, not just hear a sound, let it go down to your soul, hear and take it in and do it. It's like, you know, so you can't do that. You can't really obey unless you hear. Some people let the word bounce off of them, and it's like, that's not for me, that's for somebody else, and let it somebody else get it. When we need to be observant and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations. The Lord said that you walk in obedience and you obey me. And that, in other words, I would raise you up in a high place in me. Amen. And I would it will cause you to set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. In other words, I will cause you to ride in high places. You won't be always, you know, can't hold, you know, this head out to the ground and always depressed and discouraged. He will cause you and teach you how to ride up on high places in the spirit. And you walk in obedience. Amen? And so it says, the blessings of obedience. Amen. It's just like a child, you know, you got some children. They you know, come home, do their homework. They come home, well, they clean the house, they do whatever that they need to do. And, you know, and that parent, when that parent wants to give them an allowance or give them some, that child is going to get more than one that don't do anything. Same way with the Lord. Amen. It's on your job, too. You doing a good job on your job. Amen. They give you a raise eventually. They're going to give you a raise. They're going to, you know, esteem you high. They're going to say that person's a good worker. Same way goes to God. That's why some people, they bless this way, bless that way, bless down some down here, some down here. There's different levels of people getting, way people get blessed. Depends on how they serve God. Amen. You put God first and you give him your time. You give him time, more time. You give anything else time. You put him first. You're going to get the best from God. Put him back way behind. You serve with the same measure you met out. You measure out will be coming back to you again. That the scripture say, cast your bread upon the waters and many days of return. You don't put nothing out there to cast that. Nothing coming back to you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. So the way we serve our bosses on the job, what we serve, put everything first, put God first, and you'll see even greater blessings overtaking you, coming on more upon you. And verse 2 said, and all these blessings shall come on thee. That's what he's saying here. If you walk in obedience, all, he said, all these blessings. First, if you look in the first verse, it said to observe and do all his commandments. So at the second verse say, and all these blessings shall overcome thee. Doing all his commandments brings all the blessings. Amen? Amen. And like I said, some people might say, well, that's just simply impossible. How can you do everything God said do? Well, none of us actually do everything that God tells us to do. Somebody might have got up today, God said pray, you didn't even pray. So, I mean, we do different things. We don't just dot every I across every T, but when God brings it to our attention, something that we did not do, amen, he don't expect us to keep not doing it. He wants us to say, oh, you know, Lord, forgive me. I was supposed to do that. He wants us, he's looking at the heart. Because we make mistakes or we come short. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So nobody does everything 24 hours perfectly. But God is looking at your motives and your heart. Are you making aims to do it, though? Are you striving in your heart to do it? So I'm not just preaching like, is this perfect? Everybody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you don't make no efforts in your heart. You don't have a heart to do what's right. That's what God is talking about. In other words, when you have a heart to do something right, it's not going to stay in the heart. You're going to begin to do. If God say you need to pray more, you're going to find yourself praying more. God say you need to pick up that word more. He expects you to do that more. Whatever he's saying to you, he expects you to do it. And so that's like making efforts to do. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. The Bible speaks about the blessings of the Lord. The Bible said the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Lord, I bless you. You have some blessings coming here, blessings coming there. A lot of people want to equate blessings just to money. It's not just money, honey. Having your right mind. Amen. Having good health. Amen. Having whatever you stand in need of while you down here on this earth. Being able to, like I say, have a mind that's not all messed up. That's a blessing. That's being your right mind, that's a blessing by itself. Because if you got a right mind, you can get a lot of other stuff going. If your mind ain't right, you ain't, that's the real you. That need to be right. So it can function to do everything else. So having the right mind, amen, having the right mind and having good health, having the ability to do things, having the ability to help other people, all that is a blessing. Being able to have the activity of your limbs. You know, I look around and I tell the Lord, I get a little stiff in my legs, joints and stuff, but sometimes, but I said, Lord, I said, just keep me going, Lord. Just keep, because nowadays, I tell you, I never seen it on this wise. It, even way back in the day when I was smaller and my parents were living, you never seen that many people on crutches and not so much just crutches, they're on walkers. And you never seen so many people have amputation, don't have their limbs and stuff. It's a lot of that. Amen. I mean, it's more people almost like walking with things than without things. And I be saying all the time, I don't take that lightly. I always say, Lord, my heart, I have compassion when I see, you know, people. I've seen so many people, you can just, anymore, they in their wheelchairs, like people can't depend on no one to take them nowhere, so they do the best they can. They ride all down the street and every in their wheelchair, one leg. I know I'm not the only one seeing it. I know y'all see people like that on a regular nowadays. They look at one leg cut off. You know, young, old, don't, whoever. Whatever the cause of it, they don't have their limbs. It's a blessing. Amen. We thank God and appreciate the Lord and we take care of ourselves and thank God and amen. I believe God will bless us to stay whole. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And we do what we want to do. Amen. We can bring destruction upon ourselves. Amen. And I'm working on it too. Amen. God, if you know you're not supposed to be eating some things and doing whatever, once it comes to your knowledge, what you're supposed to do, it's up to you to do it. If you don't do it, then amen, you can bring destruction upon yourself, and so can I. And it's saying, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord, it's saying, I'm going to read that again, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And God is saying these blessings, amen, that he's going to bless you with, shall come upon thee and shall overtake thee. Amen. Even if the devil tried to bring something different, this opposite from a blessing, amen, if you in right standing with God, you can say, Lord, you said that I'm blessed, not cursed. You said that I have health, no health. Amen. You said that I'm above, not beneath. You said, amen. But you can't say that if you're not in God. Amen. If you're not, amen, doing what he asked you to do. These blessings will overtake you. Amen. That's, we talking about the word here. We ain't talking about something that Pastor Thomas said. And we reading the word together because it helps me here as I read it, as it helps you. It will work for you if you believe it. It will work for you if you do it. If you don't, it won't work for you if you don't believe it. And it won't work for you if you don't do it. How many know God's, his word is conditional. His word is written, is settled, but his promises for it to come to you, for it to be activated in your life, you must do your part. You must do whatever he's saying to get it activated. All right. And verse 3 says, blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field. Wherever you are, city, field, state, wherever you are, God said, you should be blessed. And it says, number 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. God promised us, amen, health and strength. He said, above all things, I wish you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. The prosperity start in the soul first. See, a lot of people don't know that. They think the health soul is prosper first. If your soul is not prospering, your health probably won't prosper either, especially if you're sick or something. Your soul must prosper. It must flourish. It means grow, develop. It must be first thing. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, I'll add these other things unto you. God's not going to give you help, amen, for you to tear down your health. God's not going to give you health for smoke cigarettes or brutalize your body some kind of way. Or just even with us, we put everything down in our body. God don't want us to do that either. Amen. Amen. Make your body sick the way we don't get enough sleep or rest. Even if you take a whole bunch of stress and you're under stress all the time, you're harming your body. I'm harming my body. All these things God don't want us to defile our body with. That's why he tells us to cast all our cares on him, because he cares for us. We can bring harm to our body being overloaded, carrying stuff we need not to carry, but without taking it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Don't get proper sleep. Don't get proper rest. Eat the wrong things. I'm talking to all of us. Me too. Eat the wrong things. Get off course and just get high blood pressure. Get all these other things. You know, the people back in the day, they didn't have all this ailments like we have today. And in the Bible days, they didn't have no sickness, too much of nothing. Those people walked. They had good exercise. They had no choice but to walk. Walk long ways. Amen. They ate. Amen. Healthy. Amen. Lived long time. But it's not the same today. Amen. Everything is so convenient, and we just dump everything. And sometimes I get off track too, and I say, Lord, help me. Sometimes you can do it so long, amen, you get up, and it's hard for you to snap back. We ask God to help us, amen, to keep our health, amen. Well, I was talking to somebody, I think the other day, this lady was going to the elevator, and I was sitting at the desk, and she came in, and she was wanting to know where someplace was, and I said, you familiar with the hospital? I was trying to tell her. She said, no. I said, well, let me get up from here. I said, I just got through eating something. I ain't had no business eating cookies. I said, I need to get up and walk. I'm walk down here. I said, telling them myself. I said, because when I ate them cookies, I was all right for I ate them cookies. After I ate them cookies, I feel like somebody stuck a needle in me. That's all them carbs and all this sweet stuff. I'm like, I need to walk. And I was walking, we was walking and talking. I said, and she said something. I don't forget what she said, but I was just saying, you know, I said it was some cookies and something else I ate. I said, I know this one did it. I said, other stuff I ate didn't do it. The salad didn't do it. It was the other stuff. She said, well, you sure know? No, she said, you're right. She said, you know what you're talking about. There's certain things that don't bring no energy to our bodies. And I'm learning too. We don't pay no attention to that. We just throw anything in it. So we feel like it ain't bothering me now. But yeah, it is bothering you. We eat healthy, and I'm working on too. I ain't saying I got that. We eat the right things. Certain things bring you strength and energy, and some things brings you no strength and energy. Nothing but fat, puts fat on the inside and makes your body all sluggish and stuff, and a lot of carbs, and you have no energy. Fries and stuff like that, chips and stuff like that, has no energy. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So she said, you tell the truth, you show. I said, I know something. I said, that's why I'm getting up, walking you up here. I need to walk. Need to burn it off. Amen. 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 So God's helping us all. But those are the things. God's not just going to let me start blessings, all these things upon us. If we do the opposite thing, then we got to do the right thing to get the blessings to fall. Yeah. You know, we can't sit there and, you know, like I said, eat all the wrong stuff all the time. I mean, we all get off course, but it's just your whole life. You just do it, and you never get no rest. You stress out all the time. We messing our bodies up, and then we expect God to fix our bodies, which he does have mercy upon us, but he actually wants us to walk in more health. Because God cannot do much with you or me when we're not healthy. Amen. Yeah, I mean, you don't have no strength to do nothing. He can't really use you. You know, and to use me even. So God is teaching us. And a lot of people say they think blessings are going to come out the sky. Yeah, but you play a part of how the blessings come. It's like if the Lord have a job, or he has a nice job for you, or he has a job for you, you got to get up and go get it. Amen. There's things you have to do. There's things I have to do. You want your house cleaned up, you got to get up, clean your house. Yeah. It's just that simple. You want to look nice. You got to get up and iron your clothes. You got to get up. You can't get up and just throw anything on. You got to wash your body, or you're gonna be smelling. It's just different things you got to do. Amen. That bring the blessings. Amen. So, and it says, verse 3: Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. fourth verse, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Now, the fruit of your body, God wants you to be blessed with good health. I would equate the fruit of your body to good health. I know God wants us to have good health. Like I said earlier, you and I are really not really much good for God to work with if your health is not good. Because He needs your hands. He needs your eyes. He needs you to be able to move around to help somebody else. If you all decrepit, can't move, you all decrepit, can't see, you can't do it, how can He use you? He channels through our bodies. We need health. Amen. And we have to find out what it is, what God is telling us, so we can keep our health and things. So He said, blessings, I want your body. In other words, the fruit of your body. Blessed be the fruit of your body. God is not going to bless the fruit of your body if you don't work with it, Him, with the heaven, the proper rest and health that you need. You got to work with Him. I got to work with Him. Long time ago, people just think the Lord is going to come blessing everything. And even, you know, back in the day, I'm not talking about back in the day when the Bible days, so those people were way more healthy. But even our parents or ancestors or great-great-grandmothers and stuff, amen, they did the best they knew how. But back then, they ate all that pork, all that lard. And back then, they called it lard. That's what they called it. I'm 61 years old almost. I remember some of that. Some of y'all, they didn't call no Crisco and shortening and all that. It's pretty much similar, the same thing, but that was pure lard. And they did everything with that. Chitlins and stuff. It was like KYs. They did all that. They ate hog maws and ate all that stuff. It was so good, but I eat hog maws and all that, but to them, all that stuff was so good, but their blood pressure was sky high. Some of them had high blood pressures a long time. You didn't know they had it. So God brings us to more knowledge of some things, you know, not saying that that's the only wrong thing. Even all the stuff that we eat all the time, some stuff is not good either. But I'm just saying that God, some people actually probably died before they should have died. We get wiser as you keep living down here. God enlightens you. Some people died way long time ago, shouldn't have died early as they did. From the health. Heart attacks, strokes, everything. Carrying a lot of pressure will take you out of here. Take me out of here too if we don't give our problems to the Lord. That should be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Verse 5, that should be thy basket, thy store. That should be when thou comest in, blessed shall be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. God will avenge us of our adversaries. God will fight our battles for us. People look like they're getting through, getting over, and stamping you down. But God will turn that thing around. And He'll cause every last one of them to flee right before your face. Might not happen when you want it, but He surely will do it. Can I get an amen? Amen. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou set thy hands unto. God said, I bless everything that you put your hands to when you are walking in obedience. I bless everything you put your hands to. I'll cause it to work out for you. And He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 9 said, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto Himself. And as He has sworn unto thee, if thou should keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of thee. It's not like they're going to be afraid that they, you know, oh, you scared me. In other words, it's going to be a reverential type of fear. That's like the Lord, a respect, an honor. They'll stand in awe and say, that's a woman or a man of God. That type of notice, amen. Being afraid of, that way they respect you. And verse 11 say, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous. But he said he's going to make you plenteous. You're going to have more than enough in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. Don't that sound good? Somebody say, I haven't got there yet. Just keep on trucking. Keep on moving forward. God will cause you to not, you may be one time look like, I don't have enough. God will fix it. If you keep walking with God, well, you'll have more than enough. You'll advance more than what you used to have. And if you look and really thank the Lord, look at your situation now, a lot of us are blessed. We have got, I know I can say, I don't maybe have maybe what somebody that has greater than me, but I got more than I ever had. And you can look at your situation and thank the Lord you got more than you ever had. How many feel like you got more than you ever had? And give God a wave offering. Amen. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. In other words, I believe that's mental, spiritually and physically. I believe God to teach us how to walk with him. So you have to learn. You have to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. You have to read God's word and understand God's word and then do God's word and apply his word. And he teaches you how to stay up above the waters. He teaches you where you will not emerge with your trials and tests pressing upon you. He'll teach you how to rise above them. And the people, in other words, even I believe if your soul prosper, he's going to prosper you, amen, with other things. People will see, they won't see you like shaking one of those bells. Can you give me the, David said, I've never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. God won't let you beg for nothing, amen. He said, ask and it shall be given, but you won't be begging for nothing, amen. Amen, you'll have so much that you'll be able to give somebody else something. He said, he calls you to be the head and not to tell somebody, say, I'm not there yet. Keep on moving. God is developing you. Amen. He's developing me. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we can be under the lows for so long. Amen. It can't hardly pay attention. Always paying one bill before you pay one bill. You can't pay another bill. Can't hardly pay another bill. But God could turn that thing around where you can pay all your bills and have something left over too. Amen. How many of you can believe that? Say amen. Amen. Yes, he can do that. Amen. All right. And I'll read 13 again. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Say above only. It didn't say you're going to be above only. That means you're not going to go above and then go underneath. You're going to stay above only. Amen. God can get you in a place. Reason sometimes we don't maybe get all there at one time because God has to work, develop our character. And he has developed us because some people, if they just were just up above all the time, they would never come to church. They would never serve the Lord because they feel like I don't have no need of the Lord. So he knows that you can't keep, some people can't keep both, keep God and prosperity too. Some people, you don't never see them. They be out there spending their money, or they be out there, I ain't got to go to church. I'm getting all this stuff. You know, they be just doing that. So God know here to develop you on the inside. Like that's a book I have that says, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand for God to bless you? What would you do with the blessings of the Lord? Would you still come to church? He bless you with more money. What would you do? Amen. Amen. So it says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. He's saying, if you hearken to the commandments of my word or what I say and do them, that's when these blessings, these type of blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Last verse in this book says, thou shalt not go aside, and thou shalt not go aside from the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. God said, if you serve me, the only living God, not go to other things and other gods, make other idols, other gods in your life. You can make other idols and other gods in your life and put them before the Lord. If you put other things and seen them high and put give more your time and things to them and less to God, then you can't, these same blessings will not overtake you. And one last verse in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, and we're done. First Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. And it says, and Samuel said, Have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. I'm just going to stop right there. Amen. So we're talking about tonight the blessings of obedience. Whatever God is saying to you, amen, you can't go to nobody and say, what is God telling me, asking me to obey? Amen. Only you would know what God is telling you to be obedient and how he's, amen, I was telling somebody probably about a week ago or so, and I was saying the majority of the church world, people that's Christians, that say they're Christians, majority of them are messed up by a couple things, and that's being serving God the way they want to serve God and being disobedient to God, and they start doing things their own way. And when you like that, you be all over the place. Amen. Because the Bible said a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. It's a lack of stability in among God's people. People are not stable and focused in their walk with God. They're very unstable. And they run here and they run there. And they're disobedient and they serve God the way they want to serve God. That's why they have so many problems. They have spiritual problems. They have mental problems. And they have health issues. They have a lot of stuff. Amen. You take a man of God, a real man, a real woman of God that's trying to be steady with God. If you look at that person, everything about it, the rest of them going to be steady too. Amen. Their mind going to be steady. Their health going to be pretty steady. All that. Amen. Because the soul, God gets the soul right first, and he steadies everything else around that. Amen. But when you see all this other stuff going around, amen, people doing what they want to do, serving God the way they want to serve God, amen, not being obedient to the Lord, serve God the way they want to serve God. They just not focused, don't stay focused. They off key. Amen. And then they running from church to church. And then most of them, they mess up so bad they burn all their bridges. And after a while, the devil said, you might as well not go to no church. That was his aim anyway, to get you out of church. Somebody give God the praise. So we're talking about the obedience, blessings of obedience. Amen. To hearken means to take heed, to hear, to listen. It's almost like hearing the word. We're hearing the word tonight. We just don't hear it and let it go through our ears. We hear it and take it to heart and obey it. Amen. Even if it's good sometime after you hear a word preach or talk, it's good to go behind that and study upon that. And study and ask the Lord, ask him to show you what he's wanting you to do, what he's saying to you. Amen. To help you to understand. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. And I was talking about, he was talking about to overtake. In other words, he said the blessings will overtake us. Amen. It will come upon us to be so many things that overshadow you, it'll overflow you. Amen. You walk in prosperity in your soul, not just prosperity with money wise, your prosperity. People look at you. Amen. They'll see something about you. Most people, as Christians, amen, you don't even know they're Christians nowadays, but God, his glory will be so upon you. People will spot you out and they think they'll see something shining. It'll be the Lord. Amen. They'll see that glory God has put upon you. Amen. Amen. All right, we're done. Let's give the Lord a hand, great big hand praise. Amen. We thank the Lord for the word upon tonight.